This is Logan Sekulow. Today, the ACLJ sues the Biden administration.
Live from Washington, D.C., Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to Sekulow. This is Logan Sekulow here with executive producer of Sekulow, Will Haynes. We've got a lot to cover today. Today is the last day of our matching challenge, but more importantly even, we are today suing the Biden administration. Yes, you've probably been hoping and wishing that that would happen, but unfortunately it has to happen because they simply don't respond and they break the rules. And some of the rules are, you know, we submitted FOIA requests, Freedom of Information requests, specifically about the use of aborted baby fetal parts. I know not something you necessarily want to address always on the air, but it's just the truth, and sometimes the truth is hard to hear. No response, Will. Nothing. So what you have to do when you're the ACLJ, that's why we're not just a radio show. We're not just a media organization. Sure, you get to listen to us each and every day or watch us on Facebook or watch us on YouTube, and a lot of that is because you do support the organization at ACLJ.org, which obviously is immensely important. There is a ton of crew around me. This is how we get things done. That's how we pay for that. However, I know this is what other shows can't do, which is we take people to court. And who are we suing today? The Biden administration, because they are not listening. They are not responding. They are breaking the rules. And sometimes you have to take things a step higher to get a response. And we even will, in this first segment, should play. This came up even yesterday. Was this yesterday, last couple days? It came up to Jen Psaki about specifically the use of fetal baby parts for research. So take a listen to this. Any other setup we need?
No, I think that this is an issue that a lot of people are concerned about right now, because the Trump administration actually moved to stop this taxpayer funding of this research. And the Biden administration, in their first 100 days, one of the first things they wanted to bring back was this. So there was a question from a reporter in the press briefing on April 27th. Let's take a listen to Byte 20 to hear what Jen Psaki had to say.
As you well know, the administration just lifted the ban on researchers using fetal tissue from elective abortions. And the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, the leaders of the president's own faith, said in reaction, "It is deeply offensive, quote, to millions of Americans for our tax dollars to be used for research that collaborates with an industry built on the taking of innocent lives." How does the White House respond to that criticism?
Look, I think the White House respectfully disagrees, and we believe that it's important to invest in science and look for opportunities to cure diseases, and I think that's what this is hopeful to do.
So just kind of blows past it, just says it's fine, you know, nothing to see here, move along, let's keep going. We have really short answer, especially when it comes to the president's faith, and then his faith leaders say this is immoral, this is something we have to deal with. But, well, we're taking him to court. We're not going to let it just pass by that way.
That's right. The Freedom of Information Act is a law that gives the American people the right to get certain information from the government. And when we ask the government for this information, a lot of times they either give us an insufficient answer or no answer. Yep. And so what do? We file a lawsuit. Unfortunately, we have to do it often, but we're really good at it because we do it so often, because the bureaucracy does not want to give us the information here.
And we'll get the answers. Look, sometimes this takes a while. Sometimes not quick fixes, but you have to do this. We have to have organizations like the ACLJ. And look, we got Than Bennett right now in our Washington, D.C. Office. We'll talk a bit to him in the next segment about this and some of the other topics that we're going to address today. There's a lot happening right now. We're also going to talk about the media bias. As you saw, you know, fact checking starting to get removed from the Biden administration after 4 years of dealing with that nonsense. Of course, now those programs seem to magically be ending. We're going to be talking about that. Give us a call. I want to hear from you, not only on specifically the ACLJ going to court against the Biden administration. Maybe you have some ideas for us of where we should go. 1-800-684-3110. And also support the work of the ACLJ. This is the last day of our matching challenge, which means if you give $10, that effectively turns into $20 and so on, because there is another amazing member of the ACLJ on the other end saying, "I'll match that donation." And then also tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern on our social media outlets, the J. Sekulow Band returns with the first in-person live concert that they have done in over a year. So again, ACLJ.org, 1-800-684-3110. Be right back.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Secula. Listen, the ACLJ has been on the front lines of the life issue for a better part of nearly four decades at this point, over 30 years, that Jay Sekulow and the Sekulow family, plus obviously the ACLJ specifically, for over 30 years has been on the front line dealing with the life issue. And that is why, you know, we've been saying this year is ACLJ more than ever, because we know when there's an administration that gets put in power, because we've been doing this for a long time, that you can't just sit back and wait and hopefully there's a new administration that comes in, or maybe there's a softening of a heart that changes within the White House. Obviously, you got to pray for that. Absolutely pray for that. Pray that minds and hearts are changed. But we also have to be available and there to fight back when you need to. And that's why the ACLJ today, maybe some people at the Biden administration are watching right now. Guess what's going to happen today? You're getting sued. Because you're not playing by the rules. And Than Bennett is joining us in Washington, D.C., where sometimes they don't play by the rules, even though they're the ones that make them. So, Than, welcome back. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Logan, I mean, quite often they don't play by the rules. And this is a particularly, I would call it ironic or rich example of that. You remember back when Planned Parenthood got caught with essentially a menu of baby body parts. It's so disgusting to think about, Logan. It's almost hard to verbalize, but you're right. We do have to put the truth out there. The sad reality is that the federal government, taxpayers, you and me, were funding that research. The good news was that during the Trump administration, we saw a lot of that roll back. Now, what does rolling that back mean? Logan, they were specifically pulling grants that had been issued to research entities that were using that were doing research using these fetal remains. And they also set up what I think is maybe the most important thing that they did in this space. They set up this ethics review board where 15 professionals from various different walks of life would look at all of these funding proposals, individuals from outside the government, Logan, and they would make a recommendation to the Secretary of HHS whether or not it met all the ethical requirements that this type of research should. Logan, maybe the most disturbing thing to me, of course, it's disturbing that this funding is happening again under the Biden administration. But they are rolling back that ethics review board. I mean, why in the world would you not want proposals like this to at least go through a review board? But that's what we're looking at today.
Yeah, that seems to be the common thread here, is they're rolling back a lot of things in Washington, D.C., whether that's in the media, whether that's the news, and whether that's things like this. Like, why would you? Like you said, what is the point? And I feel like we have this question that we often pose to you as the audience, and I'd love to hear your thoughts. Why would they decide that having this ethics board is all of a sudden not important now that there is a Biden administration? Give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. What we usually find out is there is no good answer. The good answer is typically They just want to push stuff through as fast as they can and with no barriers and nothing specifically when it comes to life. That is usually the truth, which is if it has anything to do with restrictions on life, it's why you see when a presidential candidate, even for the Democrats, when a Democratic presidential candidate, when they're up there, look at that field that happened this last time. As soon as a couple of them just said, maybe late-term abortion, maybe that's too far. Guess what happened? They are pretty much pushed out of the party, told they were crazy, and removed from any influence. Because this is the number one issue. On both sides, in some ways, it's the number one issue that a lot of people vote for this single issue. And I think that's okay. I know a lot of people said, I'm not a single issue voter. I think there's sometimes being a single issue voter is okay. It simply is. Give us a phone call, like I said, 1-800-684-3110. But Will, there's also other stuff going on that we've been talking about. But this is exactly what happens when things go wrong. And when you realize that people have made a big mistake by putting in administration that is going to be so aggressively against life.
Well, and part of what we're asking for in the FOIA request that was originally sent that we're now having to go to court over is records that determine the moral considerations that the Department of Health and Human Services has or has not taken in undertaking the continued funding using the aborted fetal baby body parts. And that's when you get to the heart of it, when you talk about removing that ethics review board. And then we're asking, were any ethical or moral considerations taken? And we need to look at these records that we're entitled to see if we can determine that. And that's what they're not wanting to give us.
Yeah,
it's not even, are you doing this? Well, we know they're doing it because Jen Psaki admitted to it. We know that they rolled back the regulations. But what we're asking for that we haven't received any response on is what were your moral considerations here? Because we know you removed the ethical review board. So I think it's important, even not just that we're asking for broad records, but there is a point to it. They're targeted in our request to get to the bottom of it and to see what we can get out and let the American people know about.
I'm seeing a lot of calls coming in. A lot of people are commenting that they have even a difficult time commenting on this subject because it is such a gruesome thing to think about. And Than, you just put, we have an internal chat where we can discuss and send each other when the sound bites come in, just a little behind the scenes how it works. So we have a computer screen in front of us. And Than, you said you have an answer to the why. When it comes to why would they repeal the review board and the ethics board?
Yeah, I really do think I have an answer to that question, Logan. It's the right question to ask, but the reason they had to abandon that review board is because they know flatly that this research is unethical. And the other reason, Logan, is that there are more ethical options. But what that would entail would they would get a recommendation back from this review board, and they would have to acknowledge that this type of research using fetal remains is not the most ethical option available. So that's why I think they abandoned it, because they didn't want to have to deal with the recommendations that would come back. But Logan, the other thing that we've talked about on this broadcast many, many times is when it comes to the federal government, personnel is policy. And we told people that if Secretary Javier Becerra was the Secretary of HHS, this is the type of issue that we would be facing. He needs to be asked, Logan, did you consider ethics at all when you made this decision?
Yeah, absolutely. You need to go to ACLJ.org also and read. There is a whole article written by Ben Sisney that's currently on our website, I believe, that goes into more details on this. And I will say this, there's stuff in this I don't want to say on the air. I don't know if there's kids listening. I don't know who's there. There's stuff in this report that is going to turn your stomach. But again, I want you to go to the website and check it out. Not just because I'm promoting going to the website, because genuinely, I don't want to say some of these things out loud. I don't want to hear them coming out of my own mouth.
There's a line that Ben Sisney uses that says, this isn't some ghoulish science fiction film.
That's what it feels like.
This is how your tax dollars are being spent, yeah. And it's repulsive. I think that encapsulates what you're saying. What there's reasons on air why we don't want to describe even some of the records we're looking for, because it does seem horrific.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, phone calls are coming in. We're going to take some of those coming up. In the next segment, also, my dad is going to be joining us, Jay Sekulow. He's popping in. Obviously, it's a busy day. I wonder why. What's the topic we're talking about right now? The ACLJ. We're going to court. We're suing the Biden administration. So, guess what? There's some busy people. Also, tonight, they got a live concert with the Jay Sekulow Band. A lot going on today. last day of the matching challenge, one of the most important days of our entire year. So make sure you tune in tonight. It's going to be, if this show is heavy, you're going to have a lot of fun tonight, because tonight the whole band's back together. It's going to be a blast. That's again going to be, I believe, on all of our social outlets. Is that right, guys? They'll tell me. Yeah. On all YouTube, Facebook, we're going to be broadcasting live, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. Some new songs, some old songs, but also we'll be talking about the work of the ACLJ and why it's so important that you go to our website right now, aclj.org, make a donation as you can, because right now, again, the last day of the matching challenge, and you've heard me say it a million times, I'm going to say it again. If you give $10, it becomes $20. If you give $100, it becomes $200. You give $1,000, it becomes $2,000. You give $5,000, it becomes $10,000, effectively, because there is someone there, amazing group of donors, who said, we will match up to a certain amount your specific needs. So if someone says, hey, I really want to give, this is the perfect time to give and the best time to give.
And I have an update.
Okay.
The lawsuit has now officially been filed. Just got a text message from Ben Sisney, our attorney that handles and really does a great job with the FOIA practice within the ACLJ. He just let me know this lawsuit has now been filed as we're on air.
So we're going to tell the Biden administration, we'll see you in court. You can be there, you know, with us in spirit. And that's by supporting the work that we do here. I know you, again, you may be just a viewer on our Facebook page. You may just be a listener on radio. You may be someone who just stumbled upon us on YouTube, and you may go, there's a guy right there and he's talking about all this stuff. I'm not just talking. We have an organization of hundreds of people that are currently working on the legal side of all of this. We have a full, we're a constitutional nonprofit law firm, and we do all this work specifically for you as an American American citizen, not just specifically these big topics like this. We also help you specifically. If you need legal help, guess what? You go to aclj.org. There's a big button that says get legal help. And what that does is when you fill out, as long as it's within our scope of the work that we do, you are talking straight to one of our attorneys at no cost. Obviously, we pay our attorneys because they're really good and they deserve it. But we do that with your support. So that's what I encourage you to do right now. This is our big fundraising day, but also happens to be the day we sue the Biden administration. A day, remember forever, April 30th, my wife's birthday. So you know what? It's a day to celebrate. Go to aclj.org. Again, aclj.org/donate if you want to go direct to donate. But there's so much great content. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit that thumbs up. Hit the subscribe. If you're on Facebook, share this with your friends. You want to know a free way to support the ACLJ? If you can't afford to donate right now, that is a great way to do it, which is just connect on all social media and share this content. The word, this is not going to be the number one story on Fox News. You've got to be our voice. We'll be right back with more on Seculo.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
ACLJ more than ever in 2021. And hey, one of our final editions of the More Than Ever series, the text series, which maybe that's a hint of what's coming soon, is available now on aclj.org. But guess what? If you've enjoyed those, there is a new series coming to our YouTube channel, and it's going to be really great. Our new ACLJ More Than Ever series. Keep a watch for that. We'll give you more information. Again, that's what, if you support the work of the ACLJ, you also get great content like we do here. We're joined in studio. We're a little busy today.
Busy day.
With my dad, Jay Sekulow.
While you've been talking about
lawsuits,
I'm reviewing another one.
Yeah, so I mean, it's a busy time.
Yeah, it's a busy time.
And you have a concert tonight.
Yeah, so look, I want to talk about the concert for a minute if we can. So we do these at the end of the month of the Matching Challenge. But obviously, over the last year and a half, it's been a year and a half.
Because usually we do them at the end of Matching Challenge. Matching Challenge is it's not every month.
Right.
So the last one was
was
end
December
of, the year.
Of 2019. Yeah. New Year's Eve is when it ran. And then the only time the band got together after that was our friend John Schneider came in. But there wasn't the whole band, because his Keith Burns came from Trick Pony and some of these other guys. So it was kind of an amalgamation. So then we've been doing these things, you know, via remote.
We're all distance, little boxes.
Then we had everybody come into the studio. When we opened up our offices, we had everybody come into the studio, but come in individually. This time, everybody's there. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's good. And we play a couple of new tunes, a couple of ones that you know. And that was helpful to us, too, by the way.
That'll be fun tonight.
And it's going to air tonight at
It's at 8 Eastern. 8 p.m. Eastern.
My understanding, it's going to be on ACLJ, Jay Sekulow, Facebook, both of those. Yeah. The Jay Sekulow Band Facebook page, it should be on as well.
We'll be sharing them to all of them, and also
and
on YouTube.
YouTube now. And I don't know, do we run anyplace else on social
media? That's pretty much the top places to go. It's going to be a lot of fun. Watch that tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern time.
You're shifting the band interview. I thought you were going to interview me about the band. No,
I know a lot about the band.
Yeah. How good did it feel to be back in person, all of you together?
You know what was interesting? The first time we practiced, it was really good.
Yeah, it was fun.
Everybody's tight. The band was tight.
Should we take some calls on this? Let's take calls on today's topic we've been talking about again. We're in court with the Biden administration. You're suing them, not in court, but the lawsuit has been filed.
You correctly described the lawsuit by not describing the lawsuit because it's disgusting.
Yeah, I've said, if you want to know more details, it's on the website, but it's just not really content you want to put over the air, to be honest.
But of course, the HHS secretary is the most pro-abortion. I mean, this is a guy that tried to close down crisis pregnancy centers, so you know what you're dealing with here.
All right, let's take a phone call. Let's go first to Mary Ellen in Illinois on line 4. Mary Ellen, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, everyone. Thanks for beautiful work. I just want to say one thing. It's just disgusting and outrageous, but I have a question. Every time the people on the side of truth request FOIAs, they often come back almost 100% redacted. Yeah. So how do you overcome that?
Well, it's a process. So the redactions already come back. So we've been through the redaction process. So now you're arguing for the production of documents and no redactions. So that's the step we're now at. Now, what's interesting about that, and I think what's significant about that is, and this is one of several that we filed, we had a really good ruling in another case, unrelated. Okay, it was another case against the Department of State, against the Biden administration. But there the court ordered unredacted documents produced and set forth what the precedent would be. So we actually, Mary Ellen, now have a precedent from the same court, different judge, same court in Washington, D.C., and that helps build upon a body of case law that allows us to then get this done. But again, you asked a great question. This is going to be a fight. These are always a fight. But then you get you fight them and you get the answers. And look, we were able to dismantle the IRS's tax-exempt divisions corruption over that. It took years to do it. But you got to have patience. But we are active. I mean, as Logan said, we've got new cases being filed today, and Will was just talking about as well. And then also, I'm reviewing another one right this minute. Right next in the room next door.
Yeah, and Will, one of the ones we can bring up today was also filing a brief today.
That's right.
And why don't you give a little bit of details of what that's about, essentially kind of connected to COVID tax.
That's right. So we talked about a week ago that there was this Ohio lawsuit where the state of Ohio was suing the Biden administration for regulations within the COVID relief bill that would bar states from doing any revenue offsets, so any cutting of taxes, any tax credits. And if they did that directly or indirectly, there was a clawback measure where the state would have to pay back the relief aid that it was granted under the law. So Ohio was the first to file a federal lawsuit, but now Alabama and 13 other states have joined with their own lawsuit in a different district court. And so now we're going to see what happens. We're filing on behalf of members of Congress, though.
But yeah, 88 members of Congress, including our lead senator was Tim Scott.
That's great.
But having said that, I mean, think about what he said.
Which Joe Biden today said, I kind of agreed with Tim Scott's statement. You see that? That came out today, too. So, good. You know what? Maybe there's some turning of tides.
Yeah, well, he responded aggressively to it in the right way, right. And I'm going to be with him next month. He's definitely a leader of the Republican Party. But let me say this. I mean, this idea that you're going to penalize a state that gets COVID relief funds because they decide to lower some taxes on some entities or individuals, is called socialism. That is the government, the federal government, telling the state, you get this money. Not only are there conditions to it, we're going to tell you how to run your state.
I think people probably want to know this, and I even asked this, is why the ACLJ is important for this specific type of topic. Because in general, you first hear, you go, okay, why are we getting involved in how states have their tax regulations? What is it that the American Center for Law and Justice, and why is that within our scope?
Because the 10th Amendment to the United States Constitution talks about powers reserved to the states. And that's always been fundamentally important. Remember, if Roe versus Wade gets overturned, what happens? It goes back to the states for them to decide. So the state authority on these issues are important. Anytime there's a constitutional challenge, and look, especially with and you got a pandemic going on, and the government's going to misuse Rahm Emanuel that said, never let a good crisis go to waste. So right. What they're trying to do is social engineer an entire change. Because, Logan, if they can start telling states you can't lower taxes, they'll start telling states you can't prohibit abortions in certain circumstances. You can't do this. So what we have to do and what we are doing, and it's a very impressive group. I think it's 80. It ended up in 88 or 89.
Fan is a little more information. We have how many, what, and who's on this?
Yeah, there's 78 on this one, 58 members of the House, 20 members of the Senate, includes Republican leader Kevin McCarthy, Jay. So very, very good group.
I mean, you got Kevin McCarthy. I think Senator Cornyn's on it as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, that's
yeah. I mean, it's like I said, Senator Scott, I mean, it's...
It's a big list.
Right, you got the minority leader of the House.
Well, and one of the issues, the practical issues we were talking about before the show, and one of the main reasons that Senator Scott wanted to be on the brief is because of things like school choice. So during a pandemic, the public schools are closed. If a state wanted to offer a way for a student to get back into a classroom by offering some sort of offset or credit, that would be a revenue non-revenue neutral move by the state that could trigger the clawback and make them have to give back the COVID relief funds.
Yeah, no, it could affect schooling choice and schooling options. All right, so join me tonight live, finally,
for a concert
in person with everybody on the stage.
Everyone healthy.
Everybody's healthy.
Not that you guys were in some of the more vulnerable categories.
We were.
Not
we are. Saying, so, you know. The band's, you know, mature.
Yes. But that's what makes
it fun.
That's
what makes it fun.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
But,
you get to hear some of your favorite songs. Yeah, you need to be careful. But we're back tonight, 8 o'clock. It'll be the kind of final ramp for our matching challenge.
Yeah, I really want your support. Big day today, too, at the ACLJ. This is the biggest day of the month, so your support is critical.
That's right. Again, if you give $10, it becomes $20. You get $1,000, it becomes $2. 10 becomes 20. You can do that right now at ACLJ.org. I encourage you not only to go there to donate, but I encourage you to go there to support and look at the news. Look at all the content we create. We'll be back with another half hour. If you don't get it on your local radio station, find us live on Facebook and YouTube. We'll be right back with more. And Seculo.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's matching challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.